Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics.
Ah, hello again. Sorry about the ruckus. My friends Benny and Mal, you know, microbes that live at the bottom of an old test tube, are single-celled organisms that are very single-minded. Just have a listen. Benny and Mal never agree on anything.
No, I am listening. You're the one that's not listening.
So, lads, what's the hot topic today? Oi, lads, what's the hot topic?
Sorry, mate. Didn't hear you there. Microbrain Mal won't let me get a word in. Today, we're talking about bionic brains.
There are already quite a few ways to enhance your brain, presuming you have one in the first place.
Hey, come on, Mal. Let's not start with a personal comment.
You started it. As I was saying, surgeons can already help people with brain injury by placing small machines and electricity near or even inside their brains. In some cases, chips can be connected to computers which aren't even attached to the body.
Sounds a bit yucky to me. Like Frankenstein shoving a load of electricity and wires into someone's head.
He's alive! He's alive!
Over 1 million humans struggle with brain injuries and diseases that make life very difficult. Is feeling a bit yucky the best reason you can come up with for disagreeing? What if it helps someone walk or talk again? Never mind brainless, you sound heartless.
All right, I'm not heartless. I do care. I'm just thinking about how things might go wrong. Brains do more than just move us around. They make us, well, us.
You mean, I don't know, if you woke up from an operation, but something's gone wrong with the computer in your head, and now you can only speak Chinese. Is that the sort of thing you have in mind?
Exactly. How confusing would that be for your friends and family?
Presuming they weren't Chinese, you mean? But yes, I suppose at the very least, if I was getting any sort of voice in my brain, I'd want someone to explain exactly how it worked and whether that was likely.
Chances gotta be pretty small, but that's a good point. I don't disagree. If you are having any sort of surgery, it's important you understand all the risks.
After all, it's my body. What were we talking about the other day? Most people would agree that having control over your own body is very important. It just gets a bit complicated if you're very poorly or injured and you can't say what you want.
That's why conversations like this are so important. They help other people know how you feel about things.
Now, never mind about helping people get better. Those implants we were talking about that could connect to a computer, they do sound a bit cool. You could play games, record your dreams, and learn stuff off the internet without having to pick up a book.
Yeah, you could just download it all. Does sound massively cool, doesn't it? Just imagine, no more homework. Yeah, but thinking it through again, and it wouldn't be fair, would it?
Fairness is boring. Life isn't fair.
Hey, you say that, but you wouldn't think fairness was boring if you were sat in an exam and everyone else had a bionic brain and you had the normal squishy type.
Well, machinery can go wrong. So maybe I'd be better off with my own one au naturel.
Good point. If you start relying on computers, then when they go wrong, what are you left with? An empty brain.
Sounds like someone I know.
It's a brain-busting body bamboozler for sure.
Sure is. Catch you next time.
Benny and Mal's Body Teasers, with support from the Nuffield Council on Bioethics. Find out more at funkidslive.com/Benny and Mal.